Aldrin at Radio Free Brooklyn.
Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
Snow that stands a hurdy-gurdy man, who with his frozen fingers plays as best he can. Barefoot on the ice he shuffles to and fro, and his empty plate it only fills with snow. And his empty plate it only fills with snow. No one wants to hear his hurdy-gurdy song. Hungry dogs are around him, and before too long, he will fall asleep, and then before too long, just let it happen, happen come what may. Play his hurdy-gurdy till his dying day. Watching you of men, see myself in you. One day I will play the hurdy-gurdy tune.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is your hurdy-gurdy man, Jorge, welcoming you to this episode of Hurdy Gurdy Songs. Today's episode, we're going to listen to music of what I call, well, actually not just myself, but musicologists, jazz studies people, Harlem Renaissance study people, what they call Black Bohemia. And I'm going to focus on Black Manhattan. Here we are in Brooklyn, Bushwick, but I'm going to focus on the New York City, Black Manhattan. And we're going to pay tribute to some of the musicians, some of the composers that really advanced what we call today jazz, which is, of course, so expansive as to be like an impossible category to categorize. So in any case, we will start today with music that goes back. It's kind of the prototype or the pre-history of jazz. Back in the late 1890s to the early years of the 20th century. So today, as in most hurdy-gurdy song programs, we are going to go somewhere completely different. Some of you may know this material, but I wanted to especially pay a tribute to James Reese Europe today, and the work that he did in his brief life. I will start, however, today with, as a point of departure, with a piece by Scott Joplin in a more contemporary interpretation, because it's a rag. it refers back to the rag time, to the rag style of the early 20th century. And I wanted to point out that, yes, even then we were dealing with themes such as Wall Street. So here, to start today's program, is the Wall Street Rag.
Thank you.
Yes. Scott Joplin. That's the pianist Alessandro Simonetto from his album of Waltzes and Rags. So here, clearly, demonstrates how Scott Joplin was composing a piece, serious pieces of music, serious pianistic works, serious ensemble works, and it would lead later on, and he was quite successful, but it would lead later on to kind of like a growing interest on the part of African-American musicians to create their own voice and to be considered legitimate composers, performers in their own right. And there would be many people to follow him, particularly as blues developed, W.C. Handy. And in fact, we're going to now move into listening to some of the tracks from James Reese Europe, who was a very successful band leader in New York City in the early 1910s. And he had successful runs, but had to create his own network or union, so to speak, of four artists, for African-American musicians and artists and composers, so they could participate in the very exciting and dynamic emerging nightclub scene in New York City and Manhattan, and particularly in the Upper West Side, the region, the area known as Harlem. What I'd like to do now is I'm going to play several tracks from James Reese's Europe's 369th U.S. Infantry Hellfighters. It's basically what happened was that the African-American band leader was tasked with forming an all-black military band, and he was able to go out and recruit musicians and get the very best of the best, including musicians from Puerto Rico. They just had to fit one criteria. They could two criteria. They were three criteria: great musicians, good reading musicians, and they had to be black. That's another story, though, about the Puerto Rican musicians that joined James Reese Europe. But for now, let's just get back into the music. That moaning trombone, several tracks. I'm just going to let it play so you can enjoy. And one other thing I do want to add is that a couple of years ago, I had the great privilege of being a project archivist on a project with City Lore. Maria Elena, thank you so much in working on this project. And I had the chance to peruse a lot of these scores, musical scores from the band, from a variety of different composers and writers, and the arrangements that were essentially created by James Reese Europe. And what I will talk about after we listen to a few tracks is some of the qualities of these arrangements. In the meantime, let's get back to that moaning trombone and some other tracks from James Reese Europe's 369th U.S. Infantry Hellfighters Band. Thank you.
Take it slow. Are you ready? Eddie, a very good Eddie. Over the top, let's go. Quiet, quiet, else you start a riot. Keep your proper distance, follow along. Cover, mother, and when you see me hover, obey my orders and you won't go wrong. There's a minute buffer coming, look out. Hear that roar, there's one more. Stand fast, for there's a very light. Don't gasp for to find you all right. Don't start the bombing with those hand grenades. There's a machine gun, the holy spade. Alert, gas, put on your mask. Adjust it correctly and hurry up fast. Drop, there's a rocket for the fight barrage. Down, hug the ground, push your can, don't stand. Creep and crawl, follow me, that's all. What do you hear? Nothing near, don't fear, all clear. That's the life of a stroll when you take a patrol. Out in no man's land, ain't it grand? Out in no man's land. There's a minute buffer coming, look out! Hear that roar, there's one more. And fast as a very light. Don't gasp for to find you all right. Don't start the bombing with those hand grenades. That machine gun, the holy spade. Alert, gas, put on your mask. Adjust it correctly and hurry up fast. Drop, there's a rocket for the Boche barrage. Down, hug the ground, close you can, don't stand. Creep and crawl, or follow me, that's all.
The boys! Go do it!
Hey! Get
them!
Get
them,
get the bloody boys! Get them! Stick them with the bayonets on the ramathon!
Come on!
What do you hear? Nothing near. Don't fear. All clear. That's the life of a soul when you take a patrol. Out in no man's land. Ain't it grand? Out in no man's land.
Out on patrol in no man's land. James Reese Europe's 369th U.S. Infantry Regiment Band. Now, you should note that this putting together this band was a challenge. Was a challenge because, first of all, you didn't have a lot of black regiments in the military at the time. You couldn't even put together a large enough force to go into battle per se, and because there was still this Jim Crow segregation laws in the United States, so while they could be very talented musicians, they could not actually enter battle. But in World War I, this changed, and this band that was put together by James Reese Europe was one of the bands that really had, you know, broke new ground in many, many ways by doing this. So let me play you a couple more tracks, and we'll continue tell you a little bit more about that. But this was the first time that a black infantry band went to Europe and performed in Europe. And here's the next track that gives you a sense of some of the songs that would emerge during this time.
Thank you. Hello, Mary. Hello, dearie. Yes, yes, this is me. Just landed at the pier and found the telephone. We've been parted for a year. Thank God at last I'm home. Haven't time to talk a lot, though I'm feeling mighty gay. Little sweet, forget me not. I've only time to say, all of no man's land is ours, dear. Now I have come back home to you, honey, true. Wedding bells in Juni, June. All will tell by the Juni, June, that victory's won, the war is over, the whole wide world is then hand in hand we'll stroll through life, dear. Just think how happy we will be. I mean we three. We'll pick a bungalow among the fragrant boughs, but I'll come back to you with the blooming flowers. All of no man's land is ours. All of no man's land is ours, dear. Now I have come back home to you, honey true. Wedding bells in Juni, June. All will sell by the Juni, June. And victory's won, the war is over. The whole wide world is rich in clover. And hand in hand we'll stroll through life, dear. Just think how happy we will be. I mean we three. We'll pick a bungalow among the fragrant boughs and spend a honeymoon with the blooming flowers. All of no man's land is ours.
That was a decidedly very optimistic view in that hurdy-gurdy song, believing that their participation in the military would, once victory was won, give them a stake in the American experience. And what you have to remember is that when you consider the contributions of African Americans to the U.S. Armed Forces, this band, the 369th Infantry Regiment, the Harlem Hellfighters, they're incomparable. First, it was one of the first predominantly of African-American regiments to serve with the American forces during World War I. And even then, they had to serve under French command. They even wore the French blue uniform and helmet because the U.S. Army refused to recognize them. And nonetheless, they spent 6 months on the front line fighting alongside the French. And losing, they say, approximately 1,500 men. They did earn the Medal of Honor from the French government. But again, it points out to the incredible irony, which we're all aware of. And especially here's this highly successful band leader, James Reese Europe. And he is in Europe changing the perception of what the African-American soldier is. Let's go on with the next track. It's actually called My Chocolate Soldier Sammy Boy. And as you heard before with Memphis Blues, the W.C. Handy song, the blues and the connection to the American Southland continues in these tunes, these hurdy-gurdy songs, which again, like most hurdy-gurdy songs, speak to some truth, some seed of an experience that once examined is learned. So let's go on with some more tracks from James Reese Europe. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, there you have Dixie is Dixie Once More. Before that, Plantation Echoes. And we opened that set with My Chocolate Soldier, Sammy Boy. So racial consciousness was very, very much evident in the music that was being performed. And Elena Martinez, in her really lovely article about the Harlem Hellfighters, she quotes Noble Sissel, another one of the most amazing African-American musicians who actually performed with the 369th Regiment Band. Quote, "At daybreak every morning, the entire regiment would be awakened by the martial strains of our band as the members stumbled along the streets in semi-daylight, playing a good ragtime tune to try to cheer the boys up before they departed for their day's drudgery. In the evening, if weather conditions permitted, the band would meet the returning boys from the road and march them back to camp. After supper, they would play a concert on the drill field. In this way, they played a very important part in getting the spirits up." But in addition to that, this band traveled throughout France, throughout the conflict, and performed in throughout this 25 different French cities, performing both for the military, for the Allied soldiers, but also for civilians. And this is one of the things that is credited to James Reese Europe, is exposing the middle classes, the lower classes, to American music. Sure, in Paris, you would have heard W.C. Handy. You would have heard some great musicians. Eventually, Sidney Bechet would be there. You know, the music that would become jazz was certainly evident in the City of Lights. But throughout the countryside, James Reese Europe gave a glimpse of African America. You are listening to Hurdy Gurdy Songs. This is your host, Jorge. Thank you for joining me today, where we are listening to the music of James Reese Europe and other of the Black Bohemians, as they are have been called, that have created the whole world of big, would lead to big band music in the 20s and 30s and subsequently in the 40s. This is music that would grow from the rags, from the blues, from the plantation songs, from the work songs, the shout songs, and coalesce in this show music that came out of James Reese Europe's imagination. And whether they're original arrangements, they really kind of give a life to this music. Let's continue with one of these popular tunes that the 369th band would have exposed the French to, which would have been St. Louis Blues by W.C. Handy. Thank you.
a ragtime trombone player. My mammy was a ragtime cabaret. They met one day at a tango tea. There was a syncopated wedding and then came he. Folks think the way I walk is a fan, but it's a birthday present from my mammy and dad. I'm a jazz baby. I wanna be jazzin' all the time. There's something in the tone of a saxophone that makes me do a little wiggle on my own, 'cause I'm a jazz baby. Full of jazz for harmony. That polka dog and baller jacket cause all the talk is just a copy of the way I naturally walk, 'cause I'm a jazz baby. A little jazz baby, that's me. A jazz baby. I wanna be jazzing all the time. There's something in the tune of a saxophone that makes me do a little wiggle on my own, 'cause I'm a jazz baby. Full of jazz for harmony. That walker dog and baller jacket cause all the talk is just a copy of the way I naturally walk, 'cause I'm a jazz baby. A little jazz baby, that's me. A rock to sleep by the cradle went to and fro to the tune of a tinkle toll. Ever since I started indigo, I love to hear the music playing, see my dear old mammy swaying. Jazz, 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 that's all I ever knew. All day long I never would get through. Jazz, 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 that's all I wanna do. Play me a little jazz, 'cause I'm a jazz baby. Full of jazz for harmony. That polka dog and baller jacket cause all the talk. It's just a copy of the way I naturally walk, 'cause I'm a jazz baby. Little jazz baby, that's me.
Yeah, I'm a jazz baby. That's me. And that's you. And before that, St. Louis Blues. So yeah, you can hear very much how James Reese Europe is showing a whole new world of sound to the French during one of the most horrific wars in our history. And yet there's this attitude, this swing. It's not quote-unquote jazz, as they say, because it lacks the improvisation, but it has many of the elements of the swing, of the orchestration, of the little flourishes, of the embellishments that would later be codified in jazz, and particularly eventually early swing and later bebop. In any case, there are tunes like this by James Europe in 1919 is when this was recorded on the Pathé Records label, and other tunes like Jazzola or Jada and even Hey There, Hi There. Very, very different perspectives or presentations of this music. There was also a real strong interest in, of course, you know, the connection to, as I said earlier, the homeland. But they also had an international scope. So here are the African-American musicians, you know, writing pieces now, which I'll play in the next couple of songs, coming up, The Russian Rag and Arabian Nights. Let's take a listen to these as well.
Thank you.
bit of the orientalist view, kind of an exoticism of the Arabian Nights, and capturing in sound with this military band an impression of what Arabian Nights sounds like. And before that, we heard Russian Rag, of course, with the heavy tubas, the euphoniums, the trombones, very much the heavy brass, evoking some Russian aesthetic. So yeah, James Reese Europe in a military band that was put together to enliven the spirits of the fighting men serve many different purposes here. And for that, I definitely want to acknowledge this contribution by James Reese Europe and all the members of this 369th U.S. Infantry Band. They did return to the United States, and on February 17, 1919, they were the first African-Americans ever to lead the parade down Fifth Avenue, led by drum major Bojangles Robinson. Again, they would become Broadway musicians and move into what would become the dynamic black bohemia of Harlem, New York City nightlife, Manhattan. You are listening to Hurdy Gurdy Songs. I am your host, Jorge. Thank you for joining me. Please support our incredible project here, www.radiofreebrooklyn.org or radiofreebrooklyn.com. If you can offer support, particularly on this program, Hurdy Gurdy Songs, if you want to send me your comments, suggestions, I'm more than happy to entertain them. But thank you for listening to Hurdy Gurdy Songs today. I'm going to go out now with a Broadway hit medley by James Reese Europe. And thank you for joining me. Until next time, Hurdy Gurdy Songs, always something new, something eclectic, radioactivism at its best. Until next time, I send you peace, love, and a recognition of all our cultures.